Hey, it's Dan, and in this video we're going to talk about why attention is the currency of 2022.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well. So let's talk about attention, let's talk about why I say it's the currency of this year. It's not Bitcoin, it's not Dogecoin, it's attention. Look, the more attention that you can garner, the more eyeballs you have on your website, the more people who consume your content, who listen to your podcast, who watch your videos, who join in on your Facebook groups, who engage in your Facebook groups, who likes all of your content on Twitter, and so on. That person is the person that's going to win the game of business against your competitors. If you're not doing it right now, and your competitors are, we always like to use the example of a plumber. You know, if you're out there and you're putting content out for landlords about how to look after your boilers and that kind of thing, then you are gonna get more business from those landlords. It's fairly obvious when we say it in those terms. It's so unbelievably obvious that that's what's going to happen, and yet still people are not putting out content. And so the more content you get, the more attention that you get, the more people get to know you, get to like you, they get to build credibility, you get to build authenticity, and you get to build consistency, then naturally the next logical step is that those people will then begin to do business with you in some way or another. And that business might not be today, it might be in 6 months, it might be a year from now. I mean, one of the conversations I've just had, we've just been down to the beach front cafe here in Spain, next to the Med. It's beautiful, nice warm day, very nice. But one of the conversations we've been having is about sales a year from now. What can we do today, maybe for free, that the customer pays for a year from now? And so, yeah, we don't make any money on that particular product right now, but we make it a year from now. And so if we were to implement that, and we're not going to tell you what it is, but if we were to implement something like that, the way that we would sell that is through getting more attention. And so it's like, on your business, what can you go live about? What can you produce content about? What can you get in front of people doing? Just this week, in fact, we've had two podcast requests, one from LinkedIn, one from Facebook. Not actual LinkedIn, not actual Facebook, but companies on LinkedIn and Facebook who've done podcasts asking us to go on their podcast show. And obviously the answer is yes. We're happy to be guests on other people's podcasts because it garners attention. And that's what marketing is in a nutshell. That's simply it. How much attention can you get? And there's good attention and there's bad attention. Donald Trump would say there's no such thing as bad press, for example. And obviously there is. Gerald Ratner, if you remember him, was a billionaire. I don't think he was quite a billionaire, but if it was in today's terms, he would have been a billionaire 30 years ago. Ruined it overnight on one offhand comment, and he said something like, all our products are crap. Look at this vase. It's worth... We sell it for £50, it's made for £2. That's the secret of our success. Anyway, his company the next day went bust, pretty much, because everybody, realised that we were overpaying for this product. So, you know, I don't believe in just going out and getting bad press, but you can go get good press. There's all sorts of good press that you could get. You could go live, you could do videos, you could walk down the street and tell people about how busy you are and about how you solved Mrs. Smith's boiler problem. There was a little old lady and he didn't charge her. In fact, there's an Instagram image of a guy holding a bill, and he's the plumber who went to a 93-year-old woman who's end of life, no charge. And he'd replace this, replace that, all call outs for free because she's end of life. So that's a really good way of getting some attention. And also it's a nice thing to do. And I'm not saying that you should go out and do nice things just to get attention. You should do nice things because you do nice things, okay? And I'm also not saying that you film everything, because we do nice things as well, but we don't talk about it, we don't film it. So your job should be to get attention. And when people get to know that you exist, only then can they decide whether they know you, like you, and trust you. They might hate you, which is fine, and we say this almost every podcast. If they're going to love you, they're going to hate you. If they love you, awesome, they're going to sign up, they're going to do some business with you. And if they hate you, awesome, they're not going to sign up, they're never going to waste your time. Wonderful. But you can't even get to that point until people actually know about you. And so this is why we talk about content so much. The only way to get known is to get yourself in front of people. And how do you get yourself in front of people? Through networking events, through creating content, through podcasts, through YouTube videos, through taking pictures, from showing family life, from giving advice, from being invited on other people's podcast shows, getting on TV, getting on the radio, speaking on stage. There's all these different things that you can do. And then it comes down to which ones are most efficient. And obviously the most efficient for us is creating videos, which we then pull out the MP3, we create a podcast out of it, we then post that all over social media. And all of that starts from us creating just videos or snippets or little shorts. And even when I do a 30-minute podcast session, usually it's got four topics within each podcast, four different subsections. We pull out each subsection, upload it to YouTube, and then that YouTube video then gets posted across social media. So we're constantly putting out a heck of a lot of content, and it's working. We've been live every single day for the last 2 or 3 weeks now, and our order book is looking busier than ever, and our future potential prospects is looking busier than ever as well. In fact, we're going to have to bring somebody on in order to deal with that as a sales type person, or as a, you know, to deal with strategy sessions and to help people work out which products they need and when and in which order, and so on. So it's working. And now the key becomes, can you keep this consistent? You see, what happens is most businesses, or business owners, they start off and they start doing it really well. They start creating content, they go on Canva, they start creating all this content, and then they start posting, and then they get burnt out. And they're creating too much. It's not the creation that actually tires them out. It's all the stuff that goes after the creation. You know, me making a video like this, I don't get burnt out making videos like this, but if I had to edit this video and I had to pull out the MP3 and I had to do all this other stuff that you have to do in order to make this system work, that's the bit that would burn me out. But guess what? We own a digital marketing agency, so I've got people to do it for me. And guess what? You're watching somebody who owns a digital marketing agency who can do it for you. So you've got an opportunity here to get all your content edited, pulled out as an MP3, scheduled on social media. It doesn't even cost you that much money. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful. I hope this changes some ideas about content and content creation, about why you should be doing it. And if so, just put a message in the box down below, because I'd like to hear back from you. All right, my name's Dan Latto. We'll catch up with you on the next video. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.